There are still more than 100 container ships stuck off the coast of Southern California. The blocked ports are just one of the factors leading to massive breakdowns in supply chains, which means American consumers aren't getting the goods they want when they want them. And even if they do, prices keep going up. In a moment, we'll hear from the executive director of the Port of Oakland in Northern California. But first, NPR's Ayesha Roscoe on how President Biden is trying to convince Americans his new trillion-dollar infrastructure bill is going to give consumers some relief.
President Biden kicked off his sales pitch in Baltimore talking to longshoremen at the port.
At one point, you're going to be mad at me because there's going to be so much work. You say, oh, God, why not?
It's never enough.
Never enough.
We
will not be mad at that.
He's promising more jobs and busier ports.
You're going to get a lot more, I promise you.
Bring it.
He says a $1 trillion infrastructure deal will make a world of difference. It will boost investments in roads, bridges, and broadband.
I'm going to create good-paying union jobs. Union. Not good jobs. Not $12 an hour, not $15 an hour, $45 an hour and up with good benefits so you can raise a family on and build the middle class out.
Biden also argues that the law will help the U.S. catch up to China, a top priority for the president.
Put us on a path to win the economic competition of the 21st century. We face with China and the rest of the world. China's outspending us on research and development. China is outspending these other countries are as well.
While Biden was selling the plan, he couldn't escape some bad economic news. Inflation is surging. Consumer prices are up 6.2% from last year, the sharpest increase in 31 years.
Everything from a gallon of gas to a loaf of bread costs more, and it's worrisome.
Supplies have not been able to keep up with demand, and it's hard to run factories during a pandemic.
When you go to order a pair of sneakers or a bicycle or Christmas presents for the family, you're met with higher prices and long delays, or they say they just don't have any at all.
It's a huge political problem for Biden, but it's not clear how much he can do. Still, he's promising to work on it.
And we're tracking these issues and trying to figure out how to tackle them head on.
The rest of Biden's agenda hangs in the balance, including that $1.75 trillion plan to invest in childcare, climate, and other priorities. Already, some key lawmakers are raising concerns about government spending at this time, and elections are around the corner. So addressing inflation is another promise Biden will need to keep. Ayesha Roscoe, NPR News.